Dara Bunjan here, your dining dish. Just back from a recent tour of Virginia wine country down in Loudoun County. We were lucky enough to be invited down by Virginia Wines, and they sent Wine Pro Tours, Bruce Schutte, an expert on wines, or he'll call himself a cork dork, to come pick us up, drive us down to Loudoun County, which from Northwest Baltimore is maybe an hour and 20 minutes, hour and 15 minutes, with no traffic. It makes for a great day trip. You can make it a long weekend because Virginia Wines has over 275 vineyards in the state. Loudoun County alone has over 45. Our trip took us to three vineyards, all distinctly different. Two, I would say, are more family-friendly for the kids and for dogs on leashes, and that is the Corcoran Vineyard and the Fabioli Vineyard. We went to Torreira, which is more upscale, more formal, a wonderful place. The vineyard is out, great land, great landscaping, and we saw it on a gray day. I can't even begin to imagine how gorgeous it is sitting out on their patio. But let me get back to Corcoran Vineyards and Laurie Corcoran. Unfortunately, I lost the audio, and I wanted to do my best to fill you in on Corcoran Vineyards. As I said, it's very family-friendly. Bring the kids, dogs on leash. They have a pond, tables. You can taste the wines down in the historic wine tasting room, or you can go up to the new-built barn where they are doing ciders. Corcoran started off with wines, also has a brewery, so they're doing craft beers, which is not on the property. That has moved. And the barn, which is the cidery. Laurie Corcoran started off in another field looking to work in the government and just had a passion for wines and was looking to create fresh and lively wines, making them fruit forward. They work with all the different varieties of Virginia apples. And in fact, Virginia Wine Lover awarded them the best apple wines. You can come to Corcoran on the weekends from noon to 5 p.m. on Saturday and Sunday. They even have some barbecue that's available for purchase. Laurie, who has studied at Virginia Tech and went down to Chile and studied winemaking, she's also a quality assurance for oak chips that are used in winemaking. So she tests those out. The cidery offers out five wines and a guest cider. Now, ciders are taking off. One of the pluses is if you are gluten intolerant, there's no gluten in the ciders. The facility is just beautiful landscape amongst many large homes. So come on down to Corcoran, meet Laurie on the weekends. We have two other winemakers, as I said. Torreira, you will listen to Jordan Harris. And that, I would say, is more an adult trip, not suitable for children and pets. And then Fabioli Wines, Doug Fabioli, definitely bring the kids. The dogs on leash, there's plenty to see and do. And right now at Fabioli Wines, the wine tasting room is in the basement of the house, but they've built a brand new facility. So come this summer, that will be open. And they actually do a food pairing along with the wines. Each month it changes as they rotate the wines, which they do at all the different vineyards. Each month there's a different selection of wines to taste. So kick back, grab a glass of wine, and listen to Jordan Harris of Torreira and Doug Fabioli of Fabioli Wines.
Hi, my name is Jordan Harris. I'm the general manager and winemaker here at Torreira Winery. Essentially, we are one of the older wineries in Northern Virginia, but really have kind of reinvented ourselves over the last 10 years to create a focus with, you know, some newfound knowledge in Virginia and really kind of showcase the wonderful terroir that we have in a couple of our vineyards. So the big focus on our wine is simply just looking at those vineyards and how to best grow the grapes that are going to represent themselves in the glass. So finding the very best sites, our Navaya, which is our estate site here on the property is just driven by, you know, lush minerality and also with some very ripe fruit characters and some nice austerity based on the soil types, a lot of limestone. We're a little bit cooler of a site with a lot of wind, so we get that longer hang time, but also preserving the acidity. And also our Tranquility Vineyard, which is a little bit higher elevation out in Percival, just in the, as you get into the start of the Blue Ridge and the Middleburg AVA on a nice granite knoll. So bringing some minerality to a Cabernet Sauvignon tannat-based wine that comes from there. So really, we just want to maintain a focus on what we do best and keep doing that better and better each year. And in doing such, it's really just kind of showcasing our individual sites with the varieties that work for those.
If people want to come visit, what do you offer out?
I mean, we are here 361 days of the year, assuming we don't get 10 feet of snow like we did this past winter. But in general, we are only closed Easter, Christmas, New Year's, and Thanksgiving. We're open from 11 till 5 weekdays, 11 till 6 Friday through Sunday. If you come out, there's a few different options. I mean, obviously, we have our general tasting room, and we're always happy to have people walk in at any time to do a tasting of our wines and, you know, potentially buy a bottle or a few glasses and sit and enjoy on the property. Or if you want to do a little bit more of an elaborate style of tasting and really experience what Tarara is about, we have our premier tastings that are by reservation, and that's when you can really come in and get a great understanding of what our terroir style winemaking is, have a more in-depth conversation, and really drill down in a more intimate atmosphere.
Terrific, terrific. Thank you. What are some of the wines we're going to be tasting today, just as a quick run through?
Sure. So I have 6 wines to pour for you today. We have our Charval, which is our multi-vineyard blend, really showcasing the vintage more than anything else. That's a blend of our Cazzatelli, Chardonnay, Sauvignon Blanc, and Petit Messin. And then we're going to get into some of our flagship wines, which are our single vineyard wines, Navaya being the estate vineyard here. It's a blend of Chardonnay and Viognier. And then one of our 2 varietal wines that we make, we will try next in the Chardonnay from 2012. Very classic style Chardonnay that comes predominantly from our Navaya vineyard. So really kind of cool minerality, but at the same time, very classically Chardonnay with, you know, a lusher mouthfeel. And then as we get into the reds, we have our Navaya Red. So the red blend based on our vineyard here. So Merlot, Syrah, Cabernet Franc, and Cabernet Sauvignon. As well as the Tranquility Red, the other single vineyard blend of Cabernet Sauvignon and Tannat. And then we'll finish with our other varietal wine, Cabernet Franc, which we harvest from just the hill block in our Navaya vineyard, which tends to be a lusher, riper, bigger style of Cabernet Franc.
Hi, I'm Doug Fabioli, owner and vintner here at Fabioli Cellars. We're just over the bridge from Point of Rocks. And got about 14 acres in the ground, and I've been in this industry 34 years, 18 of which have been here in Virginia.
So I hear great things. You have a new tasting room being built that should be open this spring.
We're shooting for the end of May. We're building it ourselves, so you know the farming comes first sometimes. But we're going to try to get that in a good time frame here. But we're functioning real well in our the basement of the home, and we've been here for a while. We do food and wine pairings here on a regular basis. So we match up 7 different bites of food with 7 different wines that we put on the list for that month. And we change each month between the wines and the different offerings. This month, we have asparagus on the plate. As one of the items, because we grow asparagus on the farm. And our asparagus is a little slow right now with the cold weather. But as soon as we get some off our farm, that'll be on the plate as well. So
the tasting room now that's in the house, are they open 7 days a week? Tell me your schedule.
We do 11 to 5 daily. So our next day off isn't until Thanksgiving. So we'll be running for a while. But folks come out. They may do their tasting. They'll pick up a plate of food and a glass of wine, and enjoy the day. Sit around the fire on a day like today, or just enjoy the sunshine when things get a little warmer.
Terrific, terrific. So, how many acres do you have the vines on?
We've got 14 acres planted at this point, and we're going to go for a little cart ride, and I'll show you a little bit about what else we got out on the farm if you want to do that. But it's pears, number of varieties of grapes, Cab Franc, Tannat, Petit Verdot, Merlot. I've got some Sangiovese. It's having some challenges. I've got a few Oddball, Noiré, and Sagrantino. We're going to see how those do. But most all reds, and really kind of focusing on the Bordeaux end. So.
Great. Well, we hope you've enjoyed the Virginia Wine Tour with Corcoran Vineyards, Terrera, and Fabioli. So let me give you those web pages so you can go and check them out for yourself. It's CorcoranVineyards.com. It is Terrera, TARARA.com, and FabioliWines.com, and that is FABBIOLIWines.com. And also check out VirginiaWines.org. And if you want to take advantage of someone driving you around or creating a tour for a group, check out WineProTours.com. This is Dining Dish, thanking you for listening. You can always find me on diningdish.net. The blog will have some pictures there of the Virginia Wine Tour and a story accompanying that. Also, social media, Dara Cooks at Twitter and Instagram. Thank you so much for listening.